Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people were filled with expectation and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. Then I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all, the people have been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying. Heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, how did John the Baptist baptize? Well, I kind of picture in my mind going out with a large crowd of people because a lot of people went out. And there I see John for the very first time, knee deep in the Jordan River. He's dressed in camel hair with a leather belt around his waist. He looks like a caveman. He eats like a caveman. I can imagine him yelling out to the crowd, "Go to the edge of the water," and I stoop down and I untie my sandal straps and kick them off and walk into the water, and John baptizes me. And that's not how John baptized. No, this is how he baptized. He would approach you. He would come to you, and then he would stoop down and untie your sandal straps, and then he would lead you to the water. Now, how do I know this? Well, because he tells us in the gospel, he tells us, "I am not worthy to stoop down and untie his sandal straps," his, which indicates to me that that's how he did everybody else. So why? Why does he do that? I'll tell you why. Because that's how you save. That's how you save people from their sins. By becoming humble and approachable, that's how you save. We all know what happens when cat gets caught up in the tree. They climb the tree, right? You try to get the cat. Well, you don't say to the cat, you start yelling and say, "You bad kitty!" You don't do that. You'll never get the cat down. You approach it gingerly, then you reach in your pocket, take out a nice snack and give it to the cat. And you pat it gently, and then you give it like a little bit of a hug, and then you bring him down. And that's when Jesus dies on the cross and saves the world. What does he do? A few hours before he's arrested, do you remember what he does? Yes, the same thing John the Baptist does. He stoops down and ties the sandal straps. He washes the feet of his disciples. Why does he do that? Why? Hours before he dies on the cross. Because that's how you save. So I belong to a running club, and every Thursday night we run track. And the way it works is everybody gets in the first lane and we run single file, one behind the other. Now, if you're faster than the other person, what they do is they pass you on the outer lane. So that's how it works. You just stay in your lane. And of course, everybody passes me. I always stay in my lane. Everyone's going by me. But the thing is, every time somebody goes by me, they always say, "Good job, Peter." Now, why? Because they're the ones doing a good job. I'm struggling. Why are they nice to me? Because they're saving me. They're saving me from getting discouraged. They're saving me from even getting a slight thought that maybe I don't belong to this club. That's how you do it. You know, we go out in the world and there's a lot of people that need help. We want to help. We want to save. So this is how you do it. You stoop down, you tie their sandal straps, you become humble and approachable. And then, and only then, do you save?